Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Thursday morning, and as we've been telling you, our podcast will only be 2 days a week this spring, and this is your first Thursday podcast of the new time frame that we're working with. And we'll get started with a big congratulations to Crittenden County Schools, which are one of only 39 statewide that has received a Kentucky Comprehensive Literacy Grant. The district was informed this week, along with a handful of other Western Kentucky counties, that will be getting $1.1 million in funding to support literacy instruction, professional learning, and curriculum resources across all grade levels. Superintendent Tanya Driver credits teamwork across the district for this accomplishment. She said that teachers and representatives from every school, along with district staff, worked fervently to secure the grant, and that its impact will be felt for many students for years to come. Marion Tourism Commission met earlier this week and announced some dates for some upcoming events. Disc golf will be April 12th. That's a big tournament out Marion Crittenden County Park. There will be a bow fishing tournament May 10th, and that will be headquartered at the Crittenden County Fairgrounds. Marion's series of Show and Shine car shows begins May 22nd and will be held every fourth Thursday through September. Now we'll hear a report from Kayla Maxfield from the Marion City Council meeting that was held Monday night at City Hall.
City Council met Monday night, and perhaps the biggest part of that meeting was the decision that there won't be any chickens coming to town anytime soon. Kobe Davis and his wife, Bethany, will have a recreational building going up out at the park after the council rezoned that piece of property in order for him to be able to do so. Country Club Drive will now be turned over to the state, with some exciting news coming in that avenue. And some rather prestigious awards were given out to multiple fixtures in the community. All of this and more is in the Crittenden Press this week. Make sure you grab yours on newsstands today.
Now, don't forget about that tree giveaway that will be Friday on Belleville Street at the Crittenden County Conservation District. That's right across from the Crittenden Press. One of the community's favorite free giveaways throughout the year. It'll be packed. People will be lined up early, so get there before 10 a.m. That's when it starts, and you can get your share of some free tree seedlings courtesy of the local conservation district and the Kentucky Division of Forestry. You'll want to certainly grab this week's Crittenden Press. We have a lead story on Dr. Radonna Chandler, a Marion native who received a very prestigious award from the University of Kentucky. Now, Chandler was last fall recognized as a distinguished alumnus from Crittenden County High School. You'll want to be sure, again, and grab your Crittenden Press and read all about that. And if you live out in the Nunswich Road area, you'll be glad to know that the repairs that have kept that road closed since March 17th are scheduled to be done later this week. There's hopes that that will be completed by Friday, unless we get so much rainfall that it inhibits that work being completed. And if so, that will push the work completion out until Monday or Tuesday. In some more traffic news, you'll want to know that beginning Monday, March 24th, the Cumberland River Bridge on I-24 will be under inspection, and that will inhibit traffic there a good bit. Probably be some one-lane traffic there that you'll encounter, and that will take place through Friday, March the 28th, weather permitting. Also in this week's Crittenden Press, historian Brenda Underdown writes about Piney Fork, a historic area of the county, and tells all about its heritage. You want to grab your newspaper and read what Brenda Underdown has to say about the Piney Fork community. Oh, and I don't need to forget to mention that US 60 West in Marion will be closing during the week of spring break. There's some work that has to be done there that will necessitate that road to be closed out in the New Salem area where it crosses Dry Branch Creek. And that will begin, again, while the kids are on spring break, they figure it's a good time to avoid missing all that traffic that comes through, the bus traffic and all the people commuting back and forth from the schools. That closure will begin at 7 a.m. on Tuesday, April 1st, and the work is expected to be completed by 5 p.m. the next day on Wednesday, April 2nd. And there's been a lot of question about when the new pickleball courts will be open at Marion Crittenden County Park. According to a report last week at the Marion Tourism Commission, it was noted that the painting and striping of the surface will be hopefully completed by the middle of April. And there will be some new lights installed out there so folks can play in the evening hours as well. So all you pickleball enthusiasts, just sit tight for at least a few more weeks and that facility will be open to the public.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruise Company, Marion, Kentucky.
Crittenden County FFA chapter is gearing up for a spring event, kicking off its greenhouse season with a vendor fair on Saturday, April 12th. That will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the school campus. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. In local softball and baseball action this week, both teams got underway with the Lady Rocket softball team opening its season with a 7-1 victory over Hopkins Central. That was Monday at Marion Crittenden County Park. Junior slugger Andrea Federico hit the first pitch she saw the season over the fence and followed up with another home run later in the game. She drove in 5 runs in that contest. Lady Rocket Elliot Evans was 3-for-3 at the plate from the leadoff position, and she scored twice. Georgia Holman and Anna Boone also had 2 hits. Eighth grader Brody Rich went 4 innings in the circle, and Evans and Boone also pitched in that game. The Lady Rockets will be in action tonight at Mayfield. Crittenden County boys baseball team, its offense erupted for 21 runs in the second inning Tuesday on the road against Christian Fellowship, winning that game 23-1 in just 3 innings. Hudson Stokes had 4 RBIs on 2 hits, and Jackson Duncan drove in 3 runs. Quinn Summers, Chase Conyer, Drake Young also had 2 hits apiece, and Stokes and Eli Lavelle and Caden Travis scored 3 runs apiece. The pitching was done by Duncan and Jake Rich. The Rockets will be at home tonight, and will be home actually the next 3 nights. So if you want to get out and see that Rocket baseball team, it all starts tonight when they host Union County at 5:30 p.m. will be first pitch, and then they will host Heritage Christian on Friday, and then play a doubleheader on Saturday against Fort Campbell and John Hardin. Now, we told you a few weeks ago about Marion Bobcats outfielder Travis Jankowski signing with the Chicago Cubs to play baseball. Of course, Jankowski's been in the big leagues for 9 years. He played out here for the now defunct Marion Bobcats in the Ohio Valley Collegiate Baseball League. Now he has signed a minor league contract with the Chicago White Sox, and he hopes to get it to the big leagues this season. If he gets this year in, that'll be a 10-year tenure, and that will vest him in the pension from Major League Baseball. So good luck to Travis Jankowski, who made a 1-year stop here during his college days, and he bunked with former United Methodist minister Wayne Garvey during his stay. And, of course, the NCAA tournament is underway this week, and Kentucky's first opponent will be 14th seed Troy. Kentucky is a number 3 seed in that regional. Troy's a member of the Sun Belt Conference. It's a school down in Alabama. The Trojans finished in a four-way tie for first in their league during the regular season alongside Arkansas State, James Madison, and South Alabama. But Troy proved to be the best team of that quartet in the conference tournament, topping James Madison in the semifinals and beating Arkansas State in the championship game. Now you can watch that game on television. It will tip off at 6:10 p.m. in Milwaukee on Friday. Kentucky is an 11.5 favorite in that game. The University of Louisville will play Creighton at 11:15 a.m. today. That's Thursday, and the Cardinals are favored by 2.5 points in that contest. And we'll close out today's program with a big old heck yeah for Olivia Mattingly and her sister Alexis Mattingly, the two Crittenden County girls, both middle schoolers here, went up to Bargetown last weekend and participated in the Knights of Columbus free throw shooting contest. Olivia won first place in her age division, and Alexis finished runner-up in her age division. And that's all I have for you this morning. We will see you the first of the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.